Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, February 24. Coming up, GDP grows by 1.3%. Science Genius Jamaica Education Project launched at $200 million allocated for Jamaica 55 celebrations. The details after the break.
Reducing your light bill is much easier than you think. Here are a few tips. Iron once per week if possible. Avoid opening your fridge too often. Don't place your fridge near strong heat sources. And do not hang items on the back of your refrigerator. Save energy. Save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting that the economy experienced 1.3% growth in real gross domestic product, GDP, during the October to December 2016 quarter. Director General of the PIOJ, Dr. Wayne Henry, says this performance represents the eighth consecutive quarter of growth for the country and reflected higher value added for both the services and goods producing industries. This growth, he says, was influenced primarily by the favorable weather conditions experienced last year,
which facilitated higher levels of production in the agriculture, forestry and fishing, and electricity and water industries. Two, increased hotel room capacity and flight frequency, which facilitated growth in stopover visitor arrivals. And three, major infrastructure works, including the construction and renovation of hotels, residential construction activities, and major road improvement projects across the island.
Dr. Henry was speaking at the PIOJ's quarterly press briefing earlier this week. Cabinet has approved a special budgetary allocation of $200 million to support the execution of Jamaica 55 celebrations. This was announced by Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Will Reid, at a post-cabinet press briefing at Jamaica House Wednesday.
The observation of Jamaica 55 to take place over the period January 1, 2017 to December 31st, 2017. With the main celebration period to coincide with our annual independence celebrations.
Cabinet also approved the establishment of the Jamaica 55 Secretariat in the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, which will be responsible for the planning and implementation of the year-long activities. Meanwhile, plans are underway to set up a Jamaica House at this year's IAAF World Championships to be held in London from August 4 to 13. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, has welcomed the launch of the Science Genius Jamaica Education Project, which fuses dancehall music with science. The project, a collaborative effort of the Jamaica National JN Foundation and mathematics and science professor at Columbia University Christopher Emden, was officially launched in Kingston on Wednesday. Science Genius Jamaica will use dancehall music to bring the subject to life for students and teachers in an exciting dancehall clash competition geared at helping them to explore and discover the wonders of science. Dr. Wheatley says the project is intended to convert students into science lovers through the use of popular culture.
This new free fusion approach brings the sciences and the arts together. And in the land of reggae and dancehall, I believe it will reap positive results in the near future, stopping the downward trend in national CSET science performance.
Dr. Wheatley has lauded the JN Group and its foundation for setting an excellent precedence in public-private sector partnership to promote science and mathematics education in Jamaica. And Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says there is no concrete evidence to support claims that large numbers of illicit pork products are being imported into the country. Mr. Samuda says the ministry has a fixed import policy for pork with no variations. Pork tail and belly are the only items imported to meet local demand. He says imports of pork belly and tail are on the decline, falling by 400,000 kilograms in 2016.
So we're moving in the right direction, but we are not at a stage where we can avoid having to import pigtails and pork bellies.
Minister Samuda was speaking at a recently held press conference in St. Andrew to address concerns that the local pork market is being saturated with imports. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.